And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years, and begat Selah. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar, 4 kings with 5. Peradventure they shall lack 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was 5 times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. For these 2 years hath a famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou, and thy household, and all that thou hast, come to poverty. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. The 5 curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shalt double the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the 2 sides westward. And thou shalt make for the hanging 5 pillars of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold. And thou shalt cast 5 sockets of brass for them. And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and their breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen, and their sockets of brass. Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon 50 shekels, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their chapiters and their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. And he made the altar a burnt offering of shittim wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And the hanging for the gate of the court was needlework, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. A bekah for every man, that is, 50 shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 men. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid the chapiters, and filleted them. and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And if it be from 5 years old even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their host were 600,000 and 3,550. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. Thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, after the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel took he the money, 1,365 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Even those that were numbered of them were 8,540. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon the son of Amminadab. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nethaneel, the son of Zohar. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliezer, the son of Shedeur. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem according to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 60,500. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Ebi, and Recham, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war which went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both of the persons and of the beeves, and of the asses and of the sheep. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and the half which was the portion of them that went out to war was in number 300,000 and 37,000 and 500 sheep. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. Now the half that pertained unto the congregation was 300,000 and 30,000 and 7,500 sheep, and 30,000 asses and 500, and he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. Therefore the 5 kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. But these 5 kings fled, and hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told Joshua, saying, The 5 kings are found hid in a cave at Makeda. Then said Joshua, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those 5 kings unto me out of the cave. And they did so, and brought forth of those 5 kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And afterward Joshua smote them, and slew them, and hanged them on 5 trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. From Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, 5 lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites, and the Ashtothites, the Eshcolonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 65 years old, namely 5 lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Zidonians, and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering in of Hamath. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtiol, to spy out the land, and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. Then the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. Then answered the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto their brethren, Do ye know that there is in these houses an ephod, and teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And the 5 men that went to spy out the land went up, and came in thither, and took the graven image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed the Benjamites that day 20,500 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. Then they said, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all, and on your lords. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And the golden mice, according unto the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou, and fall upon the priests. And Doeg and the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and slew on that day 45 persons that did wear a linen ephod. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And Abigail hasted, and arose, and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up before Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house he made narrowed rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing unto the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams, that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And he made 2 chapiters of molten brass to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the one chapiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 cubits. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cob of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And one of his servants answered and said, Let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but 3. He was 25 years older when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And out of the city he took an officer that was set over the men of war, and 5 men of them that were in the king's presence, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. And Tamar his daughter-in-law bare him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were 5. And the sons of Zerah, Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Darah, 5 of them in all. And Hashabah, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Jeshabahesed, 5. And their villages were Etam, and Aen, Rimon, and Tokin, and Ashen, 5 cities. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neariah, and Rephiah, and Aziel, the sons of Ishai. And the sons of Azai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Isaiah, 5, all of them chief men. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Azai, and Aziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, 5, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear, like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with the staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And the wings of the cherubims were 20 cubits long. One wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And one wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. Also he made before the house 2 pillars of 35 cubits high, and the chapiter that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and 5 cubits the height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. He made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left to wash in them. Such things as they offered for the burnt offering they washed in them. But the sea was for the priest to wash in. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood, and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter, So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nethaneel his brethren, and Hashabiah, and Jeiel, and Jozabad, chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites for Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. The children of Arah, 775. The children of Zattu, 945. The children of Gibar, 95. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. Their horses were 736, their mules, 245, their camels, 435, their asses, 6,720. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 61,000 drams of gold, and 5,000 pound of silver, and 100 priest garments. The children of Zattu, 845. The children of Aden, 655. The children of Gibeon, 95. The children of Jericho, 345. Beside their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337. And they had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses, 736. Their mules, 245. Their camels, 435, 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. The Tirshatha gave to the treasure 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And in Shushan the palace the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And the king said unto Esther the queen, "The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? Or what is thy request further, and it shall be done?" But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, 2 or 3 berries in the top of the uppermost bough, 4 or 5 in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. In that day shall 5 cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, and swear to the Lord of hosts. 1 shall be called the city of destruction. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of 1. At the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on an hill.
Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
And a chapiter of brass was upon it, and the height of one chapiter was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the chapiters round about, all of brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like unto these. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And, behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. And they worshipped the sun toward the east. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and brought me thither. And every little chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. He measured then the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. And the little chambers thereof were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. And the posts thereof and the arches thereof were after the measure of the first gate. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And the arches round about were 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, were according to these measures. And there were windows therein, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. The little chambers thereof, the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, and the windows to it round about. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured each post of the porch 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side. And the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits. And the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side, and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chamber without, was 5 cubits, and that which was left was the place of the side chambers that were within. And the doors of the side chambers were toward the place that was left, one door toward the north, and another door toward the south. And the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. Now the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and the length thereof 90 cubits. He measured the east side with a measuring reed 500 reeds, with a measuring reed round about. He measured the north side 500 reeds, with a measuring reed round about. He measured the south side 500 reeds, with a measuring reed. He turned about to the west side, and measured 500 reeds with a measuring reed. He measured it by the 4 sides. It had a wall round about 500 reeds long and 500 broad, to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. Moreover, when ye shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, ye shall offer an oblation unto the Lord and holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 reeds, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. Of this there shall be for the sanctuary 500 in length, with 500 in breadth, square round about, and 50 cubits round about for the suburbs thereof. And of this measure shalt thou measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the sanctuary and the most holy place. And the 25,000 of length and the 10,000 of breadth shall also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves, for a possession for 20 chambers. And ye shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad, and 25,000 long, over against the oblation of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And the shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels shall be your meni. And by the border of Judah, from the east side unto the west side, shall be the offering which ye shall offer, of 25,000 reeds in breadth, and in length as one of the other parts, from the east side unto the west side. And the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that ye shall offer unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length, and of 10,000 in breadth. And for them, even for the priests, shall be this holy oblation. Toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the west, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south, 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. And over against the border of the priests, the Levites, shall have 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000. And the 5,000 that are left in the breadth over against the 25,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for dwelling, and for suburbs. And the city shall be in the midst thereof. And these shall be the measures thereof. The north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. All the oblation shall be 25,000 by 25,000. Ye shall offer the holy oblation four square with the possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince, on the one side and on the other of the holy oblation, and of the possession of the city over against the 25,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and westward over against the 25,000 toward the west border, over against the portions for the prince. And it shall be the holy oblation, and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the midst thereof. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And at the east side, 4,500, and three gates, and one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, one gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, and three gates, one gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, one gate of Zebulun. At the west side, 4,500, with their three gates, one gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, one gate of Naphtali. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves, and 2 fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets ye took up? 9. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed,
and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the two fishes divided he among them all. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. When I brake the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, There was a certain creditor which had 2 debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? For from henceforth there shall be 5 in 1 house divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. Thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders, and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save 1. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space.